We're live at EXT. Local 518 singer-songwriter Lucas Garrett is here. Lucas, thank you for stopping by.
Thank you for having me, Fritz.
We're going to have you guys play a couple songs in just a moment, but first I'd like to talk to you a little bit about you and about what you've been up to. It's been a little while since we've seen you come by.
You know, I think I saw you last a year ago. When I saw you last, I was making my next album, and I can safely say that we're all done with that now. It took me about a year to get everything done.
Now, that process for you is the writing the songs, the recording, of course, and then making the recording into the sound that you want it, right?
Mm-hmm. So, in December of 2017, I called up my friend Jesse, and I said, I have these new songs, and I want to record them, and I want to get this stuff out there, so let's do that. He said, all right. So, we started recording in April 2018. A lot of the songs I wrote years ago and shelved, and then I brought them back out and rewrote them, and a lot of new songs are also on the album. There's 14 total on the album.
How many of them are new?
Probably half are new.
The older songs, did you sort of find there was a theme and that was allowed you to bring these newer songs in with this, or?
When I was in high school, I used to have this little 8-track recorder. When I was listening, a lot of it was really bad. You know, not good.
So these are really old songs then?
Some of them are. One of the ones we'll play to you today, which we'll talk about later, I wrote part of it when I was 15.
Wow.
So like almost 11 years ago.
This new album that is now finally ready for public consumption, public listening, etc. is called Love Is Better, right?
It is, yes.
Where does that title come from?
Actually, about a year ago, and I don't want to go too much into this, but I think part of maturing or aging is going through certain things, and I have been dealing with a lot of personal stuff, which kind of made me want to shut out, you know, just retreat emotionally. I think at a certain point, if you can choose to have love in your life or not, it's always better to have it, and that's what it means for me. But it really probably will change with who listens. It's so weird making the album. I'm really happy with it, how everything came out, but my mindset definitely isn't what it was a year ago when I was writing these songs. But I still really like them.
Do you find yourself in a better place than you were?
I find myself in a different place.
A different place.
I think the key to living a good life is not necessarily being happy or sad, but it's not staying the same. I think the stagnation, in terms of music especially, is bad. I think if you can be constantly evolving, you don't always need to be happy. There's an illusion that you need to be happy, and I don't necessarily agree with that.
Life has its ups and downs, right?
Yeah.
Got to live it.
Exactly.
We're live at EXT with Local 518 singer-songwriter Lucas Garrett, and the album is called Love Is Better. Mm-hmm. Lucas, who did you bring with you to play bass with you today?
Playing with me? I've known him for about a year now. Kevin, say hello, man.
Hi, guys.
Kevin, how did you get hooked up with Lucas here?
He actually had a posting on Facebook that he was looking for a bass player and a drummer. And I had been familiar with him from his Facebook page, and I saw he was working on original music, so I got in touch with him, auditioned for him, and here I am.
Excellent. Well,
it's
welcome.
Been a year of bliss.
Welcome aboard. Lucas, we're going to have you play a couple songs now. Do you want to say anything about Memory Street?
So as I was saying earlier, these are one of the songs that I actually wrote for the album. I had some stuff going on last April, and this is the song that came out of it. Here you go. This song is called Memory Street. 1, 2, 3, 4. Isn't it funny the way things are now? It would maybe you're happy the next speed not. And who's them? Everything would come amiss. When you gave it your all, but you knew you'd miss. Then maybe we know better than that. And you're living in yesterday, now in 2000. Sometimes you need to leave them in the past. There was a time before you knew whatever you did, he let you choose. Maybe you were close to me, mine. Know what he really had on his mind. And memories that won't fade away, they always have it you wanna say. Maybe we know better than that. And you're living in yesterday, and I am too sad. Sometimes you need to remember what's in the past. They are with having you woman stay. Maybe we know better than that. And you're living in yesterday, and I am too bad. Sometimes you need to leave them lost in the past. Sometimes you need to leave them lost in the past. I'm Lucas Garrett from Queens, Mary, New York. This is your home for local music. For local, I want to eat. Every day, keep it on 97.7 and 106.1 EXT. Where are you going and where have you been? Been a while, living up there been. Older and under and throughout that town. Been forever that you thought there was. Rolling long days when you seem so tired. Maybe, baby, when you're ever high. Settle down and find your ground. There's no reason for you to wear that crown. Don't you throw it away. Don't you throw it away. Who are you in the window of? What about when they turn off? Older and under and throughout that town. Been forever that you thought knew about. Throw him away. me all yourself. I know you won't be okay.
So we're live at EXT, Local 518, Lucas Garrett here, and he's just played with Kevin his song called Where Are You Going? Where are you going, Lucas?
Where are you going? Where have you been?
Yeah.
For any literary geeks out there, that is the first line, I believe. Maybe even the title of a Joyce Carol Oates novel. If you're familiar with that, it's a pretty good read. I wrote that one, gosh, about a year ago. Just reading... And I saw this title of it and jumped right out at me. So from there, the song just kind of developed.
Do songs sometimes just write themselves for you, or do you...
Lately, yeah. I think as I get older, it's happening more often.
Cool. I like that. These are great songs. Thank you for playing them for us today.
Thank you.
Now, the album is called Love is Better. With the album, though, it's a little different than just you and Kevin playing here today, right? You got a band playing on this?
Actually, right now, we have a full band, and it's mainly electric.
Yeah, where do you sort of get the inspiration or influence to make the... It's a really, you know, big rock sound that you're making.
I think it's important to get influences from many places. So I might listen to Tom Petty or Jack White, Decemberists, Beatles, Cat Stevens. Even these local cats, they're great.
Now, when you guys were recording this album, did you guys play sort of live all in one room? Or did you guys, and maybe do some dubs over that? Or did you guys do piece by piece?
The idea was whipped out there. We ultimately ended up piecemealing the record together. If you hear the album itself, you're going to hear so many things on it that we can actually pretty much do live. So I think there was a certain level of pragmatic thinking behind it that led into doing it piecemeal instead of live.
So we're live at EXT. Lucas Garrett's here. His new album coming is called Love is Better. Lucas, I wanted to ask you a little bit about that web series. You have Saratoga Sessions?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you still doing those?
Unfortunately, I have not had the time to continue that series.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah, do you think you might pick up and do a couple here and there again sometime?
So I don't want to rule anything out.
Okay. I don't want to commit you to it either, though. So.
I very well may do it, and I very well may not do it. There has to be, it has to feel right. And right now, it doesn't feel right.
Right. Well, plus you've been rather busy getting this record together, right?
Yes.
Well, Lucas, I appreciate you coming by and talking with us about the record and playing a couple of these songs in a very, very stripped-back way compared to the record.
Yeah.
That was
actually more like my first album, you know, the way that we're playing it here today. It's kind of what I was doing 2 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's really cool. It's really nice to hear them in a different way, too. So, folks, if you want to hear how this really sounds, Love is Better. Lucas, thank you for coming by.
Thank you.
Would you like to say something about this last song you're going to play, Night?
In the middle of this song, I really like playing it on live now because I actually wrote a string section for the song Night. And Kevin and I... he came up with the way to do like the viola and cello parts while I'm doing the violin part. And I think you'll hear in the middle of the song where we go into that. It's really nice. I wrote it about 10 years ago, and then I rewrote it into a better song last year. There you go.
All right. Thanks, Lucas.
This is Lucas Garrett. Thank you for being a member of WEXT Radio.